You've been very helpful, both of you, to people in the community. Is that just because you think you should be? Is that because of your religion?
Combination. My mother, I watched my mother when I was a little girl. I mean, there were times when it was very hard, especially during the war, and I've seen people come by and try to sell something to my mother. Salvation Army people would come by and say, you know, we have tickets. My mother would always try to help them and buy from them or whatever. It was a case of my mother was a very good woman with very little circumstance to be good, but she had this need to help people, and I've seen her actually give her dinner away on several occasions to people who obviously needed it worse than we did. And we were really struggling during the war years. It wasn't an easy time for Mother. I mean, goodness knows how she put food on the table. I don't know. But she always managed to. And Melvin went through the same thing. Their family were poor. He came from very poor circumstances originally. His father had had a very difficult time. And so this is inbred in you. You realize the need, and you don't turn away from it when you see it.
And I would agree with Jasmine's statement. It was definitely both, and certainly part religious, in that a Jewish person is supposed to do a mitzvah, a good deed every day. You can translate that how you wish, but I translate it, you're supposed to help people every day that you can. And so we've always tried to do that. We've been involved in things that have helped people. As an example, we started the idea of a community Christmas dinner. We do it under the sponsorship of the Seminole Rotary Club. At the very beginning, our first dinner, Jasmine was a cook.
Frightening. I didn't know how many were coming.
But now we serve 700 people every Christmas Day, and I'm proud of Seminole Rotarians because they give up their Christmas Day to serve dinner for 700 people. About 500 come to the place we serve, and we deliver about 200. This is our 31st year to do that.
Was it shepherd's pie?
I wish I had the ability to make a nice shepherd's pie. I was one of these young women who did not spend much time in the kitchen. My mother was a marvelous cook. She could, as I say, could cook anything. She tried her best with me, but pastry was not one of the things that she managed to get through to this.
So you didn't make shepherd's pie for the Christmas dinner?
No. They were very lucky to get turkey and anything else that was edible.
There's a Jewish family getting involved in a Christmas dinner.
Well, we decided, you see, everybody was home together, and we noticed the need. This town had a lot of elderly people who were on their own on Christmas Day, sitting there in front of the television eating maybe a ham sandwich if they could put it together, or possibly something that they had bought from the store, but generally, you know, on their own. And we said, this is so sad to think that there are many, many people who are just not celebrating their own holidays, their own festivities, and we could do something to help them. And so this is how the formation got started. We read about this Red Andrews. He had already started the one in Oklahoma City. So we thought this would be a really nice idea to do something down here in Seminole. We didn't know how it got started, and we didn't know what the funding was, but we had the Rotary Club behind us, and they were really good about it, and the Rotarians were marvelous. We all came together as a group. It wasn't just one single person. We sat down with people and talked to people, and they said, you know, that's a jolly good idea. And so that's how it got started.
Still use your English phrases, don't you? So does that continue to this day in 2010?
It continues to this day, and every year we have a raffle we sell for a trip to Las Vegas. That's mainly the money we use to go ahead and do the dinner. And not only do the Rotarians give up their Christmas Day, but we'll have 20 volunteers from the community. When we deliver 200 meals, it takes a lot of people to make the deliveries. There's a lot of work to it, but we're never short of people.
We've always had, you know, like the volunteers have always come from the fire department and the police department. Mm-hmm. Those that are working have usually helped us to do the food, to carry it out to people who are shut-ins.